Search is underway for our first Chief Technology Officer. The job will involve improving digital equality, protecting citizens' rights online, and building a connected nation. Zero's Rod Drury, who was campaigning for the job, not to get the job, but was campaigning for the idea of a job, ruled himself out of the role itself. So who's the ideal candidate? Who are we looking for here? CEO of New Zealand Tech, Graham Miller, is with us. Graham, good morning.
Morning, Mike.
You would argue, I'm assuming, that we need one of these sort of people.
Oh, absolutely. We were arguing we need more than one. We need a team. It's really a lot of work for one person to do, but it's really good to see that that's gone for a CTO. Now it's about who they place and how that person operates.
What literally do you envisage that person doing?
Ideally, they'll be sort of, developing or leading the development of a strategy for the country in terms of what we want to look like as a digital country as we become more digital. So they've called that the digital strategy for New Zealand in the terms of reference. So it'll be kind of bringing together input from across the economy, from across society to try and, decide what sort of country we want to be and how fast-moving technologies play into that and how we should be leveraging and investing in certain areas to make sure we get there.
Does that have to be a government-appointed person or a role? Wouldn't the private sector at least in part be doing that anyway?
Absolutely, and I think what a lot of people were looking for was some sort of public-private partnership. And from what I'm reading, from what the government's trying to do here is by creating this sort of one-person advisory committee, which sits outside of government, it won't be in a government employee. Hopefully, they'll give them the scope and the leeway to actually set up that sort of structure around them to work closely with the private sector to make sure that. I guess, in effect, that the government can run as fast as the private sector into these areas.
Well, I was going to say, see, that's always been my concern with governments. Governments sort of trail behind the private sector. The private sector, the innovators, the risk takers, governments come along with a committee and a clipboard and a pen, and what is it they add to the equation?
Yeah, I mean, you could be right, but there's the risk. If you want to use a really simple example, how innovative is our milk industry being at the moment?
Right. We don't
know. Maybe they are being very innovative, but for one thing we do know is that synthetic milk is moving at a pace in development. And if we're not moving in a pace in development in that space or at least understanding the implications of it, that could have a huge impact on our future. So if we look at that across various different areas, how fast is our education system evolving? Is private sector education evolving fast enough to support the public sector? How fast is the development of other parts of the economy, like health operating, et cetera. So there's still a lot of areas where it'd be debatable whether actually private sector is moving fast enough to keep us ahead.
Good point. Peter Gluckman, who's the science officer, of course, for the government, he says all of this should be in his office because of the overlap. Has he got a point?
Well, I think they'd obviously have to work very close together. My understanding of that role is it's much more research-based and scientific-based, but there's obviously a lot of overlap. I think the focus for this role would be looking to the future, looking to that sort of development of a strategy and a vision of where the country wants to be, and then trying to really, inspire and lead. And it wouldn't want to be a total personality of one person. It would be someone who has a lot of energy, to pull a lot of people together so that basically the country actually works out what it wants to do and where it goes.
Yeah.
So it's slightly more encompassing than science, but it's definitely very, very closely integrated.
Well, let's see who they get. Graham, appreciate your time very much. Graham Miller, CEO of New Zealand Tech.